Okay, this is Nina Amir, the Inspiration to Creation Coach, on our last session, just here with Peggy. So we're going to talk about going to the next level. Okay, by the way, I'm looking. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Hang on. I'm just looking to see what has gone out, whether you got one today or yesterday, an email.
Okay.
You got one today.
I did.
That's what it says.
Okay,
it
says I'll go back and look.
33% of the people opened it, as a matter of fact.
33% of what?
Well, there are only a few of you on the list, but
yeah.
Pat opened hers.
Oh.
But
I got two of your regular emails today. So, I don't know. Anyway, I'm here.
Whatever. Yeah, doesn't matter. It went out. I just wanted to check that it went out. Okay,
yeah.
So Nonfiction
Thank
Writers
you
University.
For waiting so long.
No problem. I was just working on something, so it wasn't a problem. So what do you want to know about how to use the Nonfiction Writers University?
Okay. Both Pat and I signed up this
Yes,
week.
I saw that. Yeah.
And so then do we get emails warning us that that's coming up too?
Yes, you'll get emails when there's an event.
Okay.
I saw you guys signed up, and I remember one of you was having trouble, and I said, you know, if you hurry and get it done, you can attend either a coaching session or an event. It was you guys joined, like, last week or something, right?
Right.
Yeah, there was an event on the 12th about promotion and publicity with a really great guy, Rusty Shelton. It was really interesting. And I thought you guys would attend, but you didn't. So you should have gotten an email. You get reminders on everything, two or three of them. So there will be reminders for the events, which happen usually the first 2 weeks of the month. And those are educational events where I interview someone. Or we have a couple coming up that are webinars, which I don't usually do, but we are. And so if you go to the site, if you go to the Nonfiction Writers University and you log in, you will see where it says events. And under events, you will see everything. I try to have 3 months worth, but sometimes we dwindle them out down to one, and then I update it. But you'll see under events, it says upcoming events if you hover. And you'll get emails on all of this. So, like, there were virtual writing sessions every month. I don't know. I may change those up to something different because, like I told you, ladies, maybe to accountability because nobody seems to be – I mean, like, I only have a few people attend them, and so I get a lot of work done. But, you know, anyway, but there are virtual writing sessions that are on Saturdays usually – in the first 3 weeks of the month. Then there's a coaching session every month. So there's one coming up on the 22nd, and you should be getting emails on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then
I'm going to check and see. You know, sometimes Google decides just to trash some emails without any rhyme or reason. So I'll have to see if that's what happened.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, make sure it's not going in promotions or something.
And I'll put it in your I'll put it in as what do you call it? If it's in my email list, then they don't usually do it.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And then there are the monthly teleseminars or webinars. And so, like I said, you guys missed the June one. Now there's one coming up in July that's a webinar. And so for that, it actually will say to register for this webinar, click here, and it let's see whether it takes you to the right place. Yeah, so then it's taking you to a page to sign up. And the next one coming up in August is about social media with Frances Caballo. I'm having her back.
And oh, good.
It's a teleseminar, so if you click on how to attend events, which is right under her description, it'll give you the phone number to call in. And then like Christina Hills is going to be a webinar, and there's no registration link yet. But that's all under, you know, events. How to attend is there, too. And then there are archives. So all the stuff we've done since 2014 is there.
Oh, okay.
So coaching calls have only been for 2 years, I think. But the event archives are all there, so everything back from 2014, you can listen to the calls or access the recordings of the webinar.
Oh, good.
And
good.
Then there are also, I'm just looking, assignment. Yeah, the assignments. So I used to do assignments. Now they're called challenges. Those are all there. And then there are even some additional videos and things like that. And there's there are bonuses. And then there are also, when I ran Write Nonfiction in November last year in 2016, the videos that I did, that was only, and the coaching sessions were all archived in the university. So you have that as well.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
So you need to go there, look around, and
I will.
And definitely look at it. Then every month I do a training. Those are under videos. So, like the June one was on how to schedule social media posts, and May was how to create an author brand, and so there's some really good training in there.
Oh,
and so you
sweet.
Just got to go look around, and you can search by topic. So, you know, if you don't know where to start, then I would go to the event archives and assignments by topics, and I would, go through and, you know, like if you want to work on blogging, you can click on blogging, and you'll see all the stuff on blogging.
Okay.
So, otherwise, start at the very beginning. Go back to 2014 and just start at the beginning.
Yeah.
Because there's a ton of information there.
Yeah, it's really a wealth of things that you're doing.
Yeah, so, you know, and for you guys, I would definitely be attending the coaching sessions because that's where you're going to get your questions answered like you do normally with me.
Yeah, but you're going to change what is the routine day for that, is that it?
For the coaching?
Yeah.
On the Nonfiction Writers University, it changes
all
the time. So I tried. Some people can't make it in the morning. Some people can't make it on this day or that. And so I just keep alternating around as much as I can.
Oh, okay.
So you actually, you know, so I would go there and get the events, you know, where it says upcoming events. I'd get that on your calendar.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it.
Well, yeah, so I thought once I registered I would start getting emails, and I didn't. But I'm getting your regular ones, like, oh, God, that was a good one. What do you do when you're stuck or something like that? I can't remember what the title you gave it was, but I really need to stop what I'm doing and read this.
Was it an email or a blog post?
It was a blog post.
Yeah.
I think I'm on all of your lists, so I'm not always aware which one is coming in.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, I mean, and there's a lot. And right now there's a lot. I'm in a summit, and I have to promote that. And then there's something else I was promoting. And then, of course, I'm promoting the High Performance Writer. So right now there are a lot of things going out. I'm just going to the Nonfiction Writers University and go make sure you're on the list and that you're getting emails.
Oh, how was Dresden?
Oh, it was awesome. Thank you. It was awesome. My son was great, and it was just too short.
He looks great because you posted a picture of him.
Yeah.
He looks so good. You have a lot to be proud of.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yep. So, unfortunately, we couldn't we couldn't take pictures of him dancing, but he was awesome. I mean, he danced that principal role, and he just looks great, so I was really proud of him. Okay, so what would you have signed up as Peggy Day? Now let's
look
at your email. Hold on, let me go to email. What will it be, Day Writer?
I wonder if that's what I did. I haven't checked my Day Writer email lately, and I'm supposed to do that every day because that's where people write to me for my blog. But
okay, so what's the full address? Daywriter
at gmail. Daywriter1@gmail.com. I bet that's what I did, and that's why I didn't see the announcements, because I've just been a little disorganized, a lot disorganized this week.
No, I don't see you there under that.
Oh, how about daynurse@gmail.com?
No. Why are you not there?
Oh.
The charge did go through.
I think the charge went through. I'll have to make sure. Maybe I didn't push the final button or something. You just see Pat, huh?
Oh, no, I'm going to, hold on. I'm going to ask Ruth Jarvis to check on this. Can you check? Peggy Day doesn't seem to be on the email list. What is
that? Oh, yeah, the $1 charge did go through. Because remember, it's a dollar for the first month.
Yeah, and you should
that
still
did
be getting...
go through.
Yeah, unless she somehow doesn't have those of you who are there for a dollar getting email. But what's Pat's email address?
Oh, boy. Oh, it's Pat Cole, I think, at AOL.
That's right. Let me check by her name.
Yeah.
Pat Cole. No, so I need to ask Ruth because if the people who sign up for a dollar aren't getting on a mailing list, that's not good. So okay, well, in any case, right now I would go to the site.
But once you sign up for a dollar, it triggers it to go ahead and charge for the full month every month after that.
The next month, yes.
Okay,
you automatically get charged.
Okay.
Yeah, and you guys are getting way more for the $37 than you were for the $42.50 or whatever.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's good.
In terms of what all is on the site.
Well, in the beginning, we were kind of hung up and attached to all the other members of the group, but then they all drifted away.
Right.
So, yeah.
I know. So, I mean, Gwen said she was coming back, and I actually have one person who really wanted to do it, but it was in another group. She was waiting for that group to end, which won't be till August. But
well, let us know, you know.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I'll ask her if she wants to. And I guess, Gwen didn't say anything on Facebook. I guess one of us could ask Gwen on Gwen whether she plans to come back.
Yeah.
I'm emailing.
But it's kind of been limping along for the past year anyway, so you really need a big group before you start it up again.
Yeah.
Maybe after the Writing for Change conference, if they do it again this year.
Yeah, they're doing it in September.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
So, yeah. Okay. Well, so how'd you do this past week or 2 weeks?
Well, I've really been plugging away at what I'm doing, but I get lost sometimes because I'm doing research at the same time I'm writing. Well, I'm trying to rewrite my proposal, but I realized I needed to know more in order to rearrange the chapters. So it's like I'm almost researching the whole book before I write it, but in doing this research, all of a sudden, I know so much more that I really needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what products are still on sale today? How many companies are still in business? There were 7 before the lawsuits, and now there's only 3. And they're still selling the products, and they're still putting it in, those 3 companies. You know, but I needed to know who is doing and what are they doing, because then, you know, if I want to call myself an expert, I need to be able to tell people what to expect when they go to the doctor, you know.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, I mean,
so
what I always say is try to
it's
keep your research to one time and your writing to another time.
Yeah. But my thing is I keep wanting to get the proposal back together, but how can I plan my chapters? Because my chapters are kind of the evolution of this pelvic mesh. Without the last 4 years, I needed to go back and research the last 4 years and then add 2 more chapters at the back. So that's why I got lost doing that research. It's just a little hard because the companies, you have to go into the company's website and see what they're advertising. And then you have to go look up and see how that product is put in so that you understand mm-hmm. the operation and stuff. And I do get lost in research. I shouldn't. I need to work on that.
Well, we all do. It's just
really, it's
yeah,
the
but you
most
just have
fun
to really,
part.
Yeah, you have to. You know, so it's like if you're going to write your, you know, the competitive analysis, you know, you're going to have to, excuse me, I'm a little jet lagged. You're going to have to go look at those books online at least, right? To see what they are. What I'll do a lot of times is I'll just copy and paste information into a Word doc. You know, the description of the book, when it was published, the publisher, all that stuff.
Yeah.
I'll just copy it all in there. And so that's one day's work, is just copying everything in there. The next day is going through and taking that information and writing it.
Actually what I've been doing. So maybe I'm not so far off, because I've been taking, like, when I go look up how you put in that thing, I just copy and paste it, copy and paste it, copy and paste it. And then when I needed to synopsize it for the chapter synopsis, I just went through and really I read it quickly in order to make it. So maybe I'm not so far off. It's just an intense subject that I'm trying to deal with, you know.
Yeah, it is for sure. And so, you know, you do need a lot of research. And if you're restructuring the book, then, yeah, you're going to be looking for new information.
Yeah. And I've gotten a lot more, people that are just saying your blog is the best thing ever. The best piece of information about mesh is on your blog. I'm going, well, my research is really benefiting me and them, because now there's people saying I am the best person to talk to about this. So I think in the end I'm going to be grateful that I'm going through this difficult time, but it's hard. it's hard that it's taking so long.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, you were almost there, and then you revamped everything, and that caused the need to redo your proposal. But that happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, and so just keep that in mind. That, you know, it's kind of
but
part
I
of
think
the process.
The book that I'm going to produce is something that I'm going to like a lot more than what I was working on.
Mm-hmm. Are you finding any more stories?
Yeah. I've got, because I'm on chapter 4, so I've got people lined up for chapter 4 and 5 to interview for their stories. And I think it's getting, that part is getting easier and easier, is finding people wanting to tell their story, because it's such a travesty that people really want the word out there, you know, about what happened to them, you know.
Right.
Everybody wants to tell their story. So,
yeah. Yeah, it is a travesty, but it's, you know, for you, it's going to be good. You'll have lots of stories.
Yeah.
Have you found any from Harrow, or are you finding them just in the groups you're in?
I did find that one from Harrow. I haven't gotten another one back, but I'll keep trying, but I'm thinking my source is pretty good. It's like there's probably 5,000 people that are on Facebook discussing this in different ways, and if I go on there and I search for a keyword and find them and then I contact them privately, they almost every one of them has said, yes, I want to do it. So.
Okay, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's been the easiest part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
I do think I think that, you know, if when we get back to coaching, I think you have some kind of system set up where your blogs and stuff like that get done behind the scenes, and you don't, or do you have to track them and make sure that the next 6 months are lined up and that kind of stuff? I'd like somebody else to do that. I mean, if I could write them.
You mean that they're posted and, you know, designed
and
scheduled?
Yeah, that stuff seems like wasting my time, and sometimes it's hours of time trying to get them scheduled and posted. And I'm thinking that maybe I should have somebody else be doing that stuff so I could be doing the heavy stuff, the heavy lifting.
Well, I do it all myself.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Which, and you do like 10 times the amount of work I do.
Yeah, but I do have somebody who sometimes I use, like during November, she'll help me get posts up, but I tried using her for a while, and she was doing, I would just send her the posts, and she would get them all formatted and schedule them, but Then she would even find art for me, but she wasn't doing the kind of art I'm doing now with quotes on it. But it was expensive, even though she was fairly reasonable. It was expensive. And it did require me to be much more organized in terms of getting my stuff to her on time.
Yeah.
And so I stopped. The other thing was that I discovered that in Scrivener, I could use something called multi-markdown language. Well, I could do it anywhere, but if I did it in Scrivener, it's a pretty easy type of, it's kind of like doing HTML without HTML. It's like you use pound signs and asterisks and things like that and spaces to create the formatting and like to tell it to do a heading that's a heading 5 or 3 or whatever and to make it bold or italic and to put in links. And so I would do all that. I do all that in Scrivener, and then when I export it, you compile it as multi-markdown as a web page. And what happens is after it's downloaded to your computer, you click on it, and it opens actually in a browser, like in Firefox or whatever you're using. And then you just copy it and paste it into the blog, and it's all formatted. So all you have to do is add the picture and do any search engine optimization you're doing or anything like that. So I just write most of my posts in Scrivener now that way. And when I learned that, the need for formatting was reduced a lot. So I just do that. And people say to me, well, you know, doesn't it take you just as long to do that? And it's like, not really, because once you get going, it's like, okay, all my subheadings or all my headings, or no, subheadings are, on most of my sites are heading 3. And you just type in 3 pound signs, and then they're bold. So I have to use 2 asterisks. So at the beginning of every heading, I just automatically type in 3 hashtags or pound signs, 2 asterisks, I type the heading, and then at the end I put 2 asterisks and 3 pound signs. And then just to create your paragraphs, you just put 2 spaces. So after every heading, 2 spaces. In between this heading and the next paragraph, 2 spaces. At the end of a paragraph, 2 spaces. And, you know, you do that, and after a while it's just automatic to write that way. And then you compile it, and, you know, so there are supposed to be some plugins on your blog that will convert, that you could just take it and you drop it in to the text instead of visual area on your blog.
Yeah.
But I had one that worked, and then it stopped working when WordPress did an update. So then I realized I could just do it this way. And so while it does add an extra step, it takes me all of 30 seconds or a minute, you know.
To do the extra step. That's great. Yeah.
And then, you know, I'm particular about the art, and so I do the art all in Canva. So I'm doing it all myself, but you can hire someone if you want to spend the money.
Yeah, I don't have it.
Well, then I would say, you know, I have a client. She, like me, has 3 blogs that she's doing, and she's writing. She committed to writing 1 post a week, and so she's now got it to where I think Friday and Saturday, those are her blogging days, and she's trying to get all 3 posts done in 2 days. You know, I can do that for the most part unless I write something long.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of guest posts now, so it makes it a little easier. In any case, you know, it's a matter of just getting a system down, I would say.
Yeah. I think that's where I need to really be pushing myself is to be more systematic.
Yeah, well, that's going to help you the most, is if you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, you know, you have to change your you know, how often you post or whatever, or just I would stick to shorter posts. How long are your posts?
Well, I'm trying to keep them about 500 words, and I'm doing guest posts. If I read something really good that somebody else writes, I quick ask them if I can put it on. I don't know how you do it, but I edit what they write and then put it on with their byline.
Yeah,
I put it on.
Well, you also need to make sure. Well, and you get their permission.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the thing is that what you probably want to do is to make sure that you change their heading, the headline and the subheadings, and
yeah.
change the first paragraph a little bit, because otherwise Google sees it as duplicate posts. Not so much, well, not really duplicate posts, but it's too similar. So like the people who, I have some people who write for me on a regular basis, but they don't have the time to write brand new posts for me. So I just require that they, you know, that they go ahead and rewrite all that stuff. Yeah, you know, I'm like, you have to, it has to be like 50% different. I mean, yours doesn't have to necessarily be 50% distant different, but at least 25 or 30% different. But
from,
Google will see things like headlines and subheadings. So you definitely want to have those be different. And that
what I did is what I do is I see brilliant stuff written in Facebook, just a comment.
Mm-hmm.
On Facebook, and I'll say, can I take this and edit it and put it on my blog? And they'll say, sure, because, you know, they don't have the blog to publish what they're writing. But
when you say that, then how long is the blog post then?
Well, sometimes it can be up to 800 words, but I try to keep it around 5.
Okay, so
you
what they're posting on Facebook is shorter. I mean, is longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But they have some crucial idea that I hadn't thought of, that they speak well about it, so I'll ask them if I could use it. I'm trying to think of the last one was how Australia handled the same crisis, which was very different. And so I thought it was worthy of posting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that works.
Yeah.
The other thing you can do is you can take what they wrote and you can write around it if it's short.
And just use quotes, box quotes or something from them.
Yeah, so you would take what they wrote and say, you know, so I saw something on Facebook and, and, you know, or just I would start out with, you know, broaching the topic and then say recently on on Facebook, so-and-so wrote this interesting post on the same topic.
Yeah.
And then you would quote them.
Yeah. I usually do something to introduce it. The other thing is that when I'm doing my research, I discover that the FDA keeps tabs on who dies from these different meshes,
mm-hmm.
but it's done in this gigantic database that I can mill a little bit. I know I have a few skills to mill that database,
mm-hmm.
and I discovered that there's like most meshes, there's like between 4 and 30 deaths from those mesh, but there's one mesh that has 170 deaths.
Wow.
So how do I make that into 500 words? I don't know much about why they died. I just know that more people died of that one particular mesh.
I would just say that. Did you know that not all meshes are created equal?
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but
it's kind of
be
do it that way.
Because nobody else has gleaned that information from the database, and so I thought, okay, that's my post for this week. And I have gone to once a week. We're not going through the list, but we went to last time you suggested that I post once a week so I can get my Google numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get pelvicmesh.org. That pelvicmesh.com is sold, and it's worth like $500 a year or something. But pelvicmesh.org is only $15 a year, so I think I'll get that
mm-hmm.
URL.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, any of these things are going to, you know, any of these strategies are going to help you. In terms of the one with all the different deaths, different numbers of people who died, I would probably do that as a series. And I would say, you know, did you realize that not all pelvic mesh is created equal? And, you know, there's a different number of deaths, but depending on the...
Well, I did like about a year and a half ago, I wrote the numbers, but somehow in the last 2 years, there have been a whole lot of reports about this one mesh, and I don't know whether it's one law firm only takes clients with this mesh, but in the last 2 years, since I did those numbers, this other mesh just skyrocketed. So I don't know why there's so many more reports of deaths from that one, but I could just say that.
Well, yeah, and then you link back to the old post and say,
yeah,
I wrote about this one
yeah.
before, but then you
but
could
I was
also
say, that
go through each
my,
one. You know what I mean?
That is my top red post. The one about the deaths is the one that gets the most hits.
Yeah, sure, because people are worried. But so then if
yeah.
you were to go through, if you had more information on each of these types of mesh, you could actually
yeah.
then go into each one and make it a series.
Yeah. Well, I should, because that's what all this research that I've been doing in the past 2 weeks has been about, is finding out. I want the names of every mesh that there was, and I've got them now, and how they were put in, and who died from them. I've got that now. So I could do that. I could do a series. And then when people say, I have this kind of mesh, I'll say, oh, link to my page. I wrote something about that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so those are all good strategies.
Good.
So
I'll get there.
You will. You're almost there.
I'm coming down to Santa Cruz to take you out to dinner when I finally get there.
Yeah. Yep. So,
all
and
right.
You decided not to go to that conference, right? The Catamaran conference?
Right. It's really expensive, isn't it? It's like,
I don't know. I
could,
spoke at it, but...
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't actually super impressed, but they did a lot of writing there.
Oh. The classes are $1,250.
Really?
So, yes.
Oh,
you
my
should
goodness.
Look at
more
the,
than
the website.
Wow.
How much are they paying you?
More than
you?
The San Francisco Writers Conference.
What'd you say?
It's more than the San Francisco Writers Conference.
A lot
Conference.
More.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But, although it might include rooms, though, there.
Yeah, I cannot tell from how she wrote it. What, there's one charge of $750 for your room and board and being there. And then if you want to add the classes, it's $1,250. And I think it's additional. But it might be $1,250 altogether. You picked something up on the airplane. Echinacea.
No, I just choked on water.
Oh.
I was drinking. So... okay, so it'll come back in a second.
I know. It always takes a few minutes to clear. But
yeah.
I don't want to take up all your time, but I so appreciate your willingness to just explore what I, you know, where my mind goes and helps keep me on track. And you know how much it's been like, what, 2.5 years almost or almost that we've been doing it. And I just appreciate it so much.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry we don't have more people. Like I said,
yeah.
I want her to come back and Ella joined. But I don't know, Ella seems to be wanting to go to the next level with the high-performance writer. So I don't know,
okay.
But she's also in my Author of Change program. So maybe when that ends, she'll want to. So I'll see. And we can ask Gwen if you know, if she's interested still. And we can go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, well, I'll miss you, ladies.
I will miss you, too. Sorry that it was so inauspicious that I forgot the phone call today.
No worries. No worries. When you talk to Pat, tell her I said hi, and then I miss her.
Okay. Okay.
Hopefully I'll hear your voices on the Nonfiction Writers University calls. I'll find out what's going on there, and I won't hear anything till tomorrow morning because... they're asleep at the moment in England.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, all my help is in England. So, but I will find out. And in any case, make sure you and Pat go to the website and check out the events.
Okay, I will. Thank
all
you
right.
so much.
You're very welcome.
You
Thank
take
you.
Care.
And, yeah, keep plugging away.
Okay, I will.
You'll get there.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.